When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, that's right. For some reason, I thought it was you. That's on me.
There we go.
The monster hasn't kicked in yet.
Not yet. It'll get there,
It'll
John.
It'll get there. By the way, thanks, Tony White. 335.
335, baby. We love the 335, don't we, folks?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of the 335.
Mm-hmm. You know what else we love? Young John
look,
Bishop.
It's young me. It's...
normal me.
Dorky-looking vacation
normal
Josh.
Me.
It can only be Jared.
By the way, my friends.
And creepy beardless.
Some of my friends are back on vacation this week. They went down to the DR this time.
Dominican Republic?
That is the DR.
Are nice. They visiting Sammy Sosa's mom?
I don't believe so, but I'll ask them.
That was
are
always
they doing
my favorite
fast and furious
part.
Things?
They golfed yesterday.
It's not very fast or furious.
When Sammy would hit a home run back when Sammy Sosa was acceptable. And he would always do his little gyration where his hand is moving. And Harry would go, he's blowing a kiss to his mother and back in the Dominican Republic.
I love your Harry.
And then Harry Carey died
was.
That year.
Oh, wow.
He did.
It's been 30 years.
He missed
too soon.
26 years. He died in 98. He missed
too
the,
soon.
He missed the rest of the home run chase. Hmm. He saw it from the grave.
I wish I could have watched Harry Carey once. I probably did when I was tiny baby Nick.
Maybe. Do you want me to do the one that the coaches are going to despise first or the other one?
Well, let's
Let's save that one. Let's save that one. The NCAA PR account on Twitter, the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, you know and love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
They've tweeted out some updated rules over the last
we
hour.
We got rules.
The first one.
Not Matt.
That I'm going to read is this. D1 Council adopts rules allowing schools to assist student-athletes with NIL opportunities if those student-athletes disclose NIL activities valuing $600 or more to their schools. The decision is not final until the meeting concludes Thursday and must be ratified by the D1 board next week. You might be asking me, what does this mean?
What does this mean?
They can help them. Does that mean they're paying them? I will read more. Moving forward, schools can... identify NIL opportunities and facilitate deals between student-athletes and third parties. They can also provide a reasonable grace period to student-athletes who do not report NIL information within 30 days. Student-athletes are not obligated to accept assistance from the school, and those who accept school help must retain their authority over terms of agreements. The existing rules against pay-for-play and schools compensating student-athletes for use of their NIL remain in place. So, really what this now does, going back to that first bullet point, identifying schools can help identify NIL opportunities and facilitate deals between student athletes and third parties. So they really
so
are.
So maybe a conversation could be something like this. I'll use a past student athlete's name so as not to get anyone in the way.
Sam Keller.
Hi, Lexi's son. Nice. Yes, this is Kathy over at the Nebraska Athletic Department. Yes, we have this great idea. What if you did an endorsement for Capri Sun?
There you
go. Is that what we're talking about?
I guess so, yeah. So, I mean, this is...
they can help facilitate deals, brainstorm. Many great things have come from brainstorming.
Oh, I love brainstorming.
You throw out like 50-some-odd ideas and maybe only two of them get adopted.
That is... I mean, you do a lot of work for only two ideas.
You do, but...
it's about the process.
Even if some of those ideas are really good.
Even
really
if some
good.
Of them are really
good. It could
good.
Benefit a lot of people.
And could benefit a lot of people.
I want Capri Sun now.
So,
sorry.
This is getting very, very close to pay for play. This is, I mean, they're really getting up close to that line.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm fine with that.
They are.
All right.
Now, we're still not actually paying them. I mean, the whole pay for play is actually paying them.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Suggesting ways in how they could get paid is not the same.
Yeah. So that's the first thing.
That's the first thing.
I don't really know if schools, like, coaches aren't going to care about that, I don't think. That's probably good, if anything.
No.
They can help out.
No, right? I don't know.
Hire some
no,
people. Maybe yeah. This means new jobs. Jobs. All right, here's the other one, though.
And this is the one that the coaches are going to retch and get very triggered about.
Yeah.
Is this having to do with decreasing scholarships or,
no,
you know, not allowing tackling during spring football?
No, it has to deal with transferring.
Oh, yeah, transferring.
From the same Twitter account, NCAA underscore PR. Council changes transfer rules, permits immediate eligibility for transfers who are academically eligible slash in good standing at previous school and meet progress toward degree requirements at new school. Decision not final until meeting ends Thursday, must be ratified by the D1 board. You're saying, okay, what? I don't understand what this means. I'll read the second tweet. Academic requirements will replace previous in-residence requirement for student-athletes transferring more than once as undergraduates. AKA, they do not have to sit out for sure. Moving forward,
but it is attached to academics.
Sure, there is no. They cannot stop them though from playing. There will be no sitting out, and you will have more stories like. And we have Doctorman on Friday. Nick, is that right?
Yes,
Doctorman. Scott Doctorman is going to join us on Friday of The Athletic. He covers Iowa, and we can talk about a variety of things with him. But one of the odder stories, I would say, of the last 4 months has been Caden Proctor. High school athlete in Iowa,
mm-hmm.
goes to Alabama.
Committed to Alabama.
Starts for Alabama in the 2023 season.
Starts for Alabama, yeah.
Very good. Starts. True freshman. True freshman offensive line starter. Leaves. Goes
home.
To Iowa.
Go Hawks.
Is there for spring and now is leaving to go back to Alabama. And so now...
And it's all perfectly legal.
Very legal. Very legal. Very normal. So yeah, you are now able to...
A bunch of child mercenaries.
Okay. See, here's where things get a little foggy for me. And maybe it's just my own damn fault, because sometimes when I hear all of this stuff, my brain just shuts off and says, I don't care anymore. Because there really are no rules. They're just not.
Yeah.
You pretty much can do whatever the hell you want. And... no one's going to stop you. And if they try, all you have to do is say, attorney. Yeah, I want to sue the NCAA. Oh, really? Oh, okay. You'll take it on. Great. So I apologize if I'm ignorant here, but I'll use an example. AJ Storr, guard for, currently Wisconsin.
Yeah, which school?
He was at St. John's. He transferred to Wisconsin. Now he's transferring again. He's an undergrad.
Yeah.
He was doing this before this rule came about.
Well, now, yeah, that's the thing.
This rule change came about.
Because officially, so now this is official. The rule is now officially changed.
Sure.
But remember, the courts, and you just brought up the courts,
they said no suit for you. You can't enforce. Well, that was on NIL. No, that was on transfer.
It was on double transfers.
Yeah.
That is something that is recent. But now the NCAA has decided we are not going to fight this.
So we're not going to fight this anymore, even though they are putting academic requirements. Listen, all it's going to take is someone saying, what difference does it make if I got a 1.8 GPA and I'm not allowed to transfer? And I don't know what the academic requirements are. I'm assuming it's just staying in good standing or whatever.
Yeah.
But why should that make a difference? Someone's going to sue on those grounds, and then they're going to... This is the part that is just incredibly frustrating, is at every single turn, it doesn't matter what kind of guardrails you want to try to put up, whether they're noble, not noble, self-preservation, not self-preservation, doesn't matter. Somebody's going to sue, and some sympathetic judge is going to rule on it. And then we're back to square one of no rules.
Let me ask you something. I mean, about the requirements, not to do the whole bit, but I mean, they are student athletes. Like, that is a part of being in college and
sure,
playing.
But
just like it's a part of everyone. Like, I got on academic probation, and if it would have kept going poorly, I would have gotten kicked out of the university.
Oh, sure.
So, like, that is something that every student has to deal with. So, like, I feel like...
Right,
maybe that's what the NCAA should try to lean. If they're really wanting to curtail this, maybe that's what they lean into. They lean into like harsher requirements. You know, could they do that? I don't know.
I don't. Again, you're always going to find a sympathetic attorney who's going to take up the case.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the NCAA is batting 0.000 on all of these cases. So
Tony says 2.0 GPA. So that's what the requirement is. I mean, that is what, a C?
I mean, that's not great. But again, all it's going to take is one person who's got a 1.9 to say, well, why is that fair? Why is that, you know, the right thing?
I mean, if the answer is because you can't graduate college with a 1.9 GPA, then, I mean, that would be a solid answer. You would
sure,
think.
But then you could argue, well, I can't graduate because this school isn't right for me, and I need a better school so I can get my grades up.
Yeah.
There's always going to be an argument. That's why I don't know
what the fix is.
I don't know what the fix is or what the end game is in all of this. Because listen, as much as the Big Ten and the SEC want to rule the world, guess what's going to happen? If and when the NCAA does eventually just blow up and the Big Ten and the SEC are running everything, guess who is going to be the subject of the lawsuits then? The Big Ten and the SEC. So right now...
But if they make it a private business, you know...
Sure, if they make it...
But contracts are going to come into play. And sure. That's how ultimately, again, all of this is going to get curtailed by that.
Probably.
Not probably. They will. They will separate themselves from the university system to some degree. And it will become professionalized.
Sure.
Because Tom Brady... He's a bad example. He's retired now. Patrick Mahomes can't sue the Chiefs and try to leave the Chiefs. It doesn't work that way. He is under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to remain under contract.
Sure.
That is what will ultimately change, is the players will eventually be under contract.
Oh, I agree.
Mm.
A scholarship contract, some would say.
Some would say that.
And I would say, will they even be in school anymore?
Interesting idea that you just came up with, Josh.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's all confusing and it's silly. It's ridiculous.
Adam texts into the show 402-951-1620. This is a big nothing burger by the NCAA. This rule is effectively already in place. Kids with bad grades can't currently transfer because they can't get eligible at a new school. The NCAA just beating their chest now, saying they're passing legislation to address transfers when in reality, this is already in place. I'll disagree. I don't think that it's a nothing burger. I would say that this is actually them admitting that they're not going to fight it anymore. I think that they are now, this is another thing that they have just punted on trying to fight about, because they wanted this to be in place. They wanted there to be, you can transfer once. They gave them the freedom to do a one-time transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, yeah, but there needs to be some things in place for a double transfer. This is them admitting, we are done. We are done fighting that. Have fun, coaches. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, have fun.
And again, like we have these, I mean, many, many stories over the last few months, and now that the portal is open again, we're seeing more of them pop up. But I saw a Texas A&M player who transferred today, who had just transferred to A&M after transferring from his, and it's just like, you know, I have long been for freedom of movement. I think it's great. I think it's awesome that these players are able to go somewhere and play. I think that is a net positive for the sport at large. It was not designed, though, to leave after a season, to go somewhere for spring, and then leave again before the following year. Like, that, it's okay to say that is stupid.
Oh, and absolutely it is.
It is stupid.
Absolutely it is. And the people who will be least affected by this will be anybody but the student-athlete who has basically screwed their career. Because, listen, the folks at the next level, they keep an eye on that kind of stuff. The same people who do the Wunderlich tests and all these weird things to try to find reasons not to draft you or not to sign you, guess what? They're watching. And if you're marginally talented, but you've got a history of not being stable, you don't get many opportunities. And those people are going to end up screwing themselves. And quite frankly, I'm going to laugh at you.
Well,
and you're going to deserve it.
Well, and so
But sometimes, unfortunately,
it's not the players,
kids
it's the
aren't getting
bingo.
The right advice.
See, I'm not going to laugh at the kids because they're 18 years old and 18-year-old people are idiots. That is they have a lot of bad people in their life that are leading them
do.
In these directions.
Yeah, they
and
do.
I'd also add, you're right, in theory, but the best players aren't doing this stuff. The best players are not transferring four times.
But the problem is everyone thinks they're doing the best thing for themselves by, well, if I go here, I'll have a better opportunity and I'll do better here and I'll become one of those guys. And it rarely happens. It rarely happens. And unfortunately, some folks are finding out the hard way.
Sure.
All right, still to come.
Have fun re-recruiting your roster every year.
Yeah, answers to tampering.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule talked about that.
Yeah.
John Tate Porter's lifetime ban.
Oof.
the run and wrestling connection.
Let's go. People said, we want more wrestling content. And then I asked, and running? And two people said yes. So we got it for them.
Two people said yes. The only two people whose knees haven't blown out
wrong.
Yet because they run too much.
Many knees are doing just fine.
Were those two people your friends that were in the Boston Marathon and then you crap-talked the other one?
I didn't crap-talk him. I just said that Blake beat Derek. It's true.
And you said that Blake would beat Derek.
I was right. Why am I being punished for being correct?
By the way, sadly, the Royals may not get shamed after all.
Let's go, Royals! What happened?
97-year-old Salvador Perez hit a two-run home run, and now the Royals lead 3-2.
Mm.
And the White Sox are spiraling toward yet another defeat and only two wins. 16-20 the zone.